Seems like some of the festivals in the church are celebrated with much more gusto than others. And some, like today, seem to almost be forgotten. The Assumption of Mary, Immaculate Conception, Pentecost, these seem to take on more importance. But the Ascension, in many dioceses across the United States and even across the world, has been pushed to Sunday. It's lost its centrality in our lives. Oftentimes we fall into a routine. We celebrate these things just because we do. And I think oftentimes the Ascension, unfortunately, falls into that category. But nothing Christ said or did was without reason. It has meaning. And so we should pay close attention today, because these are the last words He spoke to His apostles, and these are the words that He is speaking to our hearts as well. We've been reading from the Acts ever since Easter. And today we go back to the first chapter, where Luke speaks of that time right after Jesus' resurrection, when He walked with His disciples and He taught them. He ate with them. But the disciples still didn't grasp His mission. Lord, are You going to now restore the kingdom of David? They were still looking for that earthly kingdom, that victory over the Romans, that victory over all of the foreign powers. And they wanted to know when it would occur. And Jesus tells them, the time is not for us to know. It's for God. And then He gives them their marching orders. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will be My witnesses to the ends of the world. As He is saying this, He's lifted up in the clouds. And they continue to hang around. They're looking up to the sky, thinking if He's taken up, probably He'll be coming right back down. And then there are these two men that are standing there, reminding us of the two men that were at the tomb announcing His resurrection. Men of Galilee, why are you standing here? This Jesus, as He was taken away, will return to you. But then in our gospel, we have a similar account. Again, it's by Luke still, but there are critical differences. In this account, He gives them His last instructions as well, giving them a new interpretation for all of sacred scripture. Everything has new meaning in the light of Christ. Sacred scripture until Him was always read in order, and with the old gave meaning to the next, to the next, to the next. And now with Christ, His death, His resurrection is to give meaning to everything else. From the dawn of creation to God's chosen people, Noah and Abraham, David, all of the prophets, each of these are to be seen in the light of Christ. The apostles, witnesses to His resurrection, to the fact that Christ walked with them, to the fact that Christ ate with them, that He was with them. And it is this resurrection faith that is the central faith that they are to take with them, to bring Him to the world, to be His witness, to be His martyrs into the world. And to do this, they can't rely on themselves, because if they do, they found, and we read again and again what happens. They fall flat on their face. So Christ promises the Holy Spirit will come to them. And in the gospel account, there's no mention of these two men. But we're told that they go back to Jerusalem. They go into the temple and they're there preaching. They're there filled with great joy. So what's the point of the Ascension? Is it simply like a halftime or an intermission? An off season? Waiting for the real time to come when Pentecost? I think there's a lot more to it than that. A lot more to celebrate, because this feast tells us who Christ is. And when we know who Christ is, we come to understand who we are. It's an invitation to see, how am I living my faith? How am I living the creed that I profess almost every week at Sunday Mass? We do this by fulfilling our mission, by working and becoming involved in the mission of Christ, to bring Him to all the corners of the world. And we don't do this by looking for signs, by reading everything as if we're in the final stages. We might be, but we might just as well be in the infancy of Christianity. We don't buy into the rapture theology. In doing this, we have to recognize that we don't possess Christ, but Christ possesses us. We don't give Him meaning. We receive meaning in our lives from Him. We discover who we are. We discover that we are a part of Christ, but we are not the head. And ultimately, we see the church for what she is as well. And it is not a church that has a mission, but rather a mission that has a church. And to fulfill that mission is the reason we have the church. It's easy to confuse these things, but it is the mission that has priority. It is through the church that this mission is attained. Christ knew that He wouldn't be here physically to walk with us, but He knew that He would be here spiritually. He knew that that is how He would be able to give of Himself to the world, to each generation, for thousands and thousands of years, giving Himself to all corners of the world. The ascension isn't about Christ being lifted up into heaven to be gone from us. It's about His love for us. It's about our hope in being fulfilled with Him and in Him so that we can be with Him for all eternity. It's about how He is going to act throughout the world, throughout the ages, in His Spirit, in His apostles, in His church, in each and every one of His sons and daughters here today, until He returns at the end of time.